Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Wa 'an Abi Darda'i radhiyallahu ta'ala anhu anna an-nabiy sallallahu alaihi wasallam qala: "Ma min shay'in athqalu fi mizan al-'abd al-mu'min yawm al-qiyamah min husni al-khuluq, wa inna Allah yubghidu al-fahish al-badhi." Rawahu Tirmidhi wa qala hadithun hasan sahih. Al-badhi huwa alladhi yatakallamu bil-fuhshi wa radi' al-kalam. Sayyidina Abu Darda radhiyallahu ta'ala narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said: "There will be nothing heavier on the scales of a believer on the day of Qiyamah than good character. There will be nothing heavier on the scales of the believing servant on the day of Qiyamah than good character. And Allah Ta'ala dislikes one who is vulgar and foul-mouthed or lewd or is rude, he's vulgar with his mouth." So here Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam explains to us that on the day of Qiyamah, our a'mal will be weighed. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will weigh our deeds. And our salat will be placed, our roza, our sadaqat, whatever good we did. But the thing that will make the scales of the believing person more heavy, that person whose good side is heavy, فَمَنْ ثَقُلَتْ مَوَازِينُهُ فَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْمُفْلِحُونَ, then he is successful. So there are two sides of the scale. So if the good deeds outweigh the bad deeds, the person is successful. And in this hadith, we learn that the thing, the deed that will make the scales of the believer heavy will be good character. And Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam specifically mentioned, Allah dislikes, Allah hates that person who is obscene with his tongue. And he is foul-mouthed. In other words, he is rude, he is harsh, he is cruel. All the time he is using indecent words, he is not polite, he is not shameful. Allah Ta'ala protect us from being such people. Wa Nabi Hurairah radiyallahu anhu qal, su'ila Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam an akthari ma yudkhilu an-nas al-jannah. Sayyidina Abu Hurairah radiyallahu ta'ala said that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was asked, which was the deed that will make most of the people enter into Jannah? Which is the deed which is most instrumental in admitting the people into Jannah? قَالَ تَقْوَى اللَّهِ وَحُسْنُ الْخُلُقِ. He says, the fear of Allah and good character. وَسُئِلَ عَنْ أَكْثَرِ مَا يُدْخِلُ النَّاسَ النَّارِ. And then Rasulullah was asked, that which was the deed that leads most of the people to Jahannam? قَالَ الْفَمُ وَالْفَرْجُ. رَوَى تِرْمِذِي. Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, the mouth and the private parts. When a person does not control his tongue, he does not control his private parts, he abuses these two organs and limbs, then this thing leads the person to Jahannam. Therefore, in another hadith, Rasulullah said, مَنْ يَضْمَنْ لِي مَا بَيْنَ لَحْيِهِ مَا بَيْنَ رِجْلِهِ أَضْمَنْ لَهُ الْجَنَّةِ. Whoever gives me guarantee of protection of his mouth, his tongue, and his private parts, I guarantee him entry into paradise. So these are two things that we all have to be very, very careful of. That is our tongue and our private parts. وَعَنْهُ رَضِيَ اللَّهُ عَنْهُ قَالَ قَالَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَمْ أَكْمَلُ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ إِيمَانًا أَحْسَنُهُمْ خُلُقًا وَخِيَارُكُمْ خِيَارُكُمْ لِنِسَائِهِمْ. وَرَوَهُ تِلْمِذِي وَقَالَ حَدِيثٌ حَسَنٌ صَحِيحٌ. Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم said, the person who has the most perfect iman, the believers who are most perfect in faith and iman, are those who are best in character, and the best of you are those who are best to their wives. The best of you are those who are best to their wives. So special instruction of Rasulullah to the men, to the husbands, to treat their wives kindly. This is part of good character. Rasulullah said the person who has got a kamil iman, a perfect iman, are those who have good akhlaq, good character. And the best of you, the khiyar, are those people who are kind to their wives. May Allah give us tawfiq of making amal wa akhiru da'wan. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen.